Today is the Indianapolis 500. The race draws hundreds of thousands of fans to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The track is 104 years old, and it needs renovations. But some Hoosiers are unwilling to foot the bill. Sam Clement of member station WFYI in Indianapolis reports.
When you take in a race at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you are seeing it at the world's largest spectator sporting facility. The place is huge, big enough to fit Yankee Stadium and the Roman Coliseum inside. IndyCar driver Joseph Newgarden compares the Speedway to another cultural touchstone.
I've described it as going to Disney World.
Like Disney World, the Speedway has a unique history and mystique. The smells of barbecued turkey legs and Italian sausage fill the air here as souvenir tents line the perimeter. But the centerpiece is the track itself, the 2.5-mile four-turn oval where cars hit speeds near 230 miles per hour. No matter where you are, you can feel the heat and energy that rises from the asphalt. Sporting sunglasses and a red Firestone racing cap, 71-year-old Pat Everett reminisces on her first visit here with two friends in 1964.
We heard about this race, and we thought, well, it's not that far away. Let's give it a try.
Once she experienced the roar and speed of the cars whipping around the 250,000-seat stadium, she couldn't leave.
We just loved it. And here we are now. All three of us have been in Indianapolis ever since.
But the track is beginning to show its age. From the outside, you can see the stadium's gray concrete walls are starting to fade, and the bleachers inside are sprinkled with rust. The video boards are ancient by today's technology standards, and there are no track lights. Indianapolis Motor Speedway CEO Mark Miles says the aging infrastructure makes it hard to compete against newer, more modern tracks.
We're immediately affected by tracks popping up in Ohio and in Illinois and in Michigan. The bar keeps getting raised, and we have to be competitive.
Which is why the state is issuing $100 million in bonds for renovations, money from taxpayers that's going to the track's owners. At the bill signing ceremony, Indiana Governor Mike Pence argues the privately owned Speedway's economic impact is worth the investment.
The motorsports industry pumps more than $3 billion into the Hoosier economy annually. And this is an industry in Indiana that contributes more than 23,000 jobs for our state, paying an average wage of nearly $63,000 a year.
But the state financial package isn't sitting well with some residents here. Indianapolis lawyer and political blogger Gary Welsh says tax money should be used on schools, roads, and social services.
There's a variety of basic services that I think should always come first, and recreational uses that benefit billionaire or multimillionaire sports team owners doesn't come anywhere near the top of my list of priorities.
Even Speedway booster Pat Everett understands the controversy.
If there's money to be had, let's look at it very carefully. And I want to see all of that balanced out. Of course, that's the perfect world, I understand.
But track officials and others are convinced once the upgrades are complete, the track will bring in a new generation of fans who will fall in love with the Speedway in much the way Pat Everett did. For NPR News, I'm Sam Clement in Indianapolis.